America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
There is no better present to find under the tree this Christmas than a heaping helping of entertainment news
from
the one and only Christina Stoffo.
Yes, that's right. We have a bunch of things going on, all the spectrums of the universe we're going to be speaking about right now. So let's start off with something a little bit sad. Ink Master winner of season 4, Scott Marshall, it was said that he was found dead back in October. The coroner report came back and said that he had a mixture of prescription drugs and heroin in his system and things like that.
That's never good.
You know, the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because, you know, I have a tattoo. My boyfriend has a ton of tattoos. Ink Master is one of our shows that we watch.
Mm-hmm.
This man was so talented. I would have paid this man to tattoo me.
I find it amazing that someone can actually do that to such a precise art.
I know. But, you know, the sad thing is that, you know, he obviously had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what happened happened.
Yes.
But let's honor his talent. We're going to now go into the world of ridiculous.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Can we?
Off we go.
Kim and Kanye named their kid Saint.
Yes. Saint West.
Can you please stop it now?
Where are all the Janes and
what happened
and
to, like,
Bills?
Anthony, Joe?
How about that?
Bill?
Why do we have to be strange?
Bob?
So you have, so there's North and there's Saint, right? So, I mean, what are we trying to
deal
do
with
here?
It? They
Saint
need,
West.
They need to stop having kids. Stop it. I don't want to see you have any more kids and name them these funky names. I don't care for you people.
But the problem is they're both more fertile than the Great Western Plain,
that's
and that's
true.
What tends to happen.
Well, that is just
right.
a damn shame.
Yes.
Okay, Adele announced a North American tour.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, she's selling millions and millions of copies of her album.
All over the place.
All over the place. So she announced a North American tour kicking off on July 5th of next year.
Oh, how exciting.
In St. Paul, Minnesota, and wrapping up on November 15th in Mexico City. There's going to be 56 dates. I'm sure each and every one of them are going to sell out.
Oh,
and
sure.
each and every one of these venues is going to be filled with weeping women crying about ex-loves and why doesn't he want to talk to me anymore and
women
he's not answering the phone and I'm so in love but so heartbroken at the same time.
That was very good. You just summed up every single Adele song that's ever been made. That's very, I'm really impressed. That's terrific.
I can't take it.
Are you going to go?
No, I'm not going to go.
If someone hands you free tickets,
no,
you still wouldn't go.
No.
Just to go and watch the women cry.
I don't think, I'm just not, I can't, listen, yeah. I have gone to my fair share of shows that I was not interested in.
Right.
And I remember years ago, I went to go see Phil Collins with my mother.
Ooh.
And I had to, like, struggle to keep my eyes open.
That's
no disrespect
listen.
To Phil Collins. Great talent. Genesis, you go.
Right.
But, I mean, it just wasn't for
but
me.
You're a metal person
I know,
first.
So I know.
You went to a Phil Collins concert?
Yeah. Well, I went
that.
With my mom, you know. She
Aww,
needed somebody to go
happy.
With. I had to go
okay.
with her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, moving along, Eva Longoria.
Yeah.
Is now engaged to a media executive, like this big time media exec, Jose Antonio Bastin. Now,
okay.
as an actress,
yeah.
who is like the number one person that you may want to have, you know, as your husband's?
Les Moonves, the president of CBS, and his wife is Julie Chen, host of The Talk and of Big Brother.
You see what I mean?
See what I mean?
So you see where she's going with this? I'm sure she loves the guy.
I never knew she got. She dropped Tony Parker.
Yeah.
She was with Tony Parker
I
for
know,
years.
For a very long time.
What was that going to get her?
Don't know.
Chance to play
wasn't,
in the NBA?
Wasn't that on some reality show? Their breakup or something?
They're all on reality shows. I think it was.
It may have been. But now she is engaged to this.
Do we even know who he works for?
No.
Okay. Well, hopefully. Well, obviously.
I'm sure he has a lot of money.
Yeah.
And a lot of power.
And a lot of pull. And she'll have a reality
and she
show
will have,
or some sort
right.
of show on his channel soon.
Exactly. Well.
Maybe she'll be on Ink Master.
Maybe
you never
she's.
Know.
You know, the smart one and we're the dumb ones. And lastly,
yes.
Ed, Amazon. Now, this is something else that maybe you know and I don't.
What?
Because maybe I live under a rock. Amazon revealed their best-selling book of 2015.
Which was?
The Girl on the Train.
I've never heard of that book.
By, let's see, Paula Hawkins.
I've never heard of Paula Hawkins.
This was also the best-selling Kindle book.
Really?
And the book that was number one on the wish list.
Really?
For people.
Wow. You know, I missed that one.
The Girl on the Train. Apparently, it's a thriller.
Yeah. Sounds really thrilling.
I don't know. Maybe. Listen, I'm really into murder mystery.
You are?
James Patterson is like my favorite. My favorite author.
He is quite an author.
The whole Alex Cross series.
Yes.
Amazing. You know, his books. This is going off on a tangent. His books I found myself reading them.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't read fast enough. And always the last, you know, couple of pages where, like, they revealed the big whatever, or it was, like, this huge cliffhanger, I found myself vocally expressing myself at the end of these books.
You cry out as you read?
I do.
I'm amazed by that.
There's, like, a ton of books. This Alex Cross series is, like, 8 or 9 books. They're so good.
Okay.
They're so good. And the movies that they made, I was never very happy with.
Wow.
By the way.
You know what? This is a whole new thing of the show we can start doing. We can do book reviews. And you can be the person who reviews the books.
Only
this could be amazing.
Only if it's a murder mystery.
No, we could start with the obscure things on Amazon that we've never heard of.
Well, we could start with...
with what? The girl on the train. Oh, that's it just sounds so exciting.
The girl on the train.
We know what happened when you went on the train. You got yelled at because you were loud in the quiet car. Maybe that's what this is about.
Maybe that's what this is about. We could write a book.
All right, we can write a book indeed. And when that book is written, we will talk about it here on the show.
We sure will.
I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
Does your landlord allow pets? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. 5 years ago, Donna looked for an apartment that allowed cats. It took some searching, but she and her cat found a great apartment together. Recently, though, the apartment complex has been sold, and the new owner says no pets. If Donna doesn't get rid of her cat, they've threatened to evict her. Donna knows this can't be right because she's never missed a rent payment, and the cat has been no trouble at all. Shouldn't the new rule only affect new applicants? Existing tenants should be grandfathered in. Who do you think will win this case? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So, who did you choose? The apartment owner or Donna's cat? Unfortunately, the new rule is legally enforceable. The cat has to go. And that's the final verdict.
Fake Green. Harrison with you. Once again, as nature becomes more interesting to all of us, we find that 6 cherries a day can actually virtually cure gout and arthritis pain and inflammation. Arthritis alone afflicts more than 45 million Americans at a cost of $81 billion a year in treatment. Natural News reports that the FDA has gone out of its way to try to keep cherry growers from linking to scientific studies which show the benefits of eating just 6 cherries a day. If not local organic cherries, you can also use cherry concentrates and extracts. And unlike other veggies or fruits, cooked cherries do the trick just as well as raw ones. So if you're suffering from episodic gout or unbearable arthritis pain, you can now pop a cherry as part of your feel-good natural cure. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.